Technology in classrooms. Now, this is something we discussed on the air a little while back, and it just blew up. The open line board just blew up. And it started when we spoke to a father by the name of Tim Hawkins, who was fighting against a policy in the classroom called Bring Your Own Device. And Tim explained how he was in a bit of a war with his child's school because the technology was actually distracting his son in the classroom. And then Barbara called in and said, look, I'm a teacher, and all of the students bring in smartphones or laptops or tablets into the classroom. Imagine trying to get the kids to do schoolwork when they've got access to all of that stuff at their fingertips. And there'd be some classrooms where you would have more than 50 devices in the one classroom at the one time. Now, when the Olympic Games were on, for example, teachers were saying to me, well, we had kids binge-watching the Olympic Games because they want to know what's going on in Rio. When there's a major English Premier League game, you've got kids watching highlights on their smartphones or on their laptops or on their tablets. And then you've got YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Candy Crush and Pokemon Go and Snapchat and everything else. So when we opened this can of worms, we had teachers calling in from all over the place. Sean called in to say that he'd suspended students for using technology in the classroom when they weren't supposed to. John told me, as a teacher, he's not allowed to confiscate phones or devices when they're using them when they shouldn't be. And then Wendy called in and told us about Sydney Grammar School, saying they implemented a policy where they have no technology because it's too distracting. The school's headmaster says that teaching is about interaction between people, about discussion and conversation. And he's on to something, I think, because today we hear that one of the world's leading education experts believes the rise of smartphones, tablets and computers may be linked to the decline in our academic results. Finnish professor Pasi Sahlberg argues that if someone spends 8 hours a day with a screen instead of a book or thinking about maths or science or reading, of course there are going to be consequences with their education. Now, technology does some amazing things, don't get me wrong. But if I was the teacher standing at the front of the room, trying to get the attention of a room full of children, would I want to compete with dozens of phones and laptops and tablets? No way in the world. We know what it's like when you're sitting at a dinner table and someone is staring at their phone. They're not listening to you. Our teachers have got a tough enough job as it is that they shouldn't have to compete against this level of technology just to get students' attention.